Track 9, Celebrity Spotlight. This month, Tim has been delving into his Welsh associations, and he's provided us with a colourful profile of fellow Welshman Tom Jones. Prepare for the airwaves to resound with some of those great melodies sung in the distinctive tones of one of Wales's most famous sons. After Tim, of course.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry.
What can be said about the King of Wales? A singer who has traversed the decades and styles of music, from rhythm and blues to pop, show tunes to soul, gospel to country. Over 60 years he has appeared in the charts, selling over 100 million records, and has been called a musical shapeshifter who could slide from soulful rasp to pop croon with a voice as husky as it was pretty. Born Thomas John Woodward in 1940, his career began with a string of top 10 hits in the 1960s, and he has since toured regularly. His voice has been described by AllMusic as full-throated, robust baritone. He began singing at an early age. He would regularly sing at family gatherings, weddings, and in his school choir. He did not like school or sports, but gained confidence through his singing talent. At the age of 12, he was diagnosed with tuberculosis. Many years later, he said, "I spent 2 years in bed recovering. It was the worst time of my life." During this time, he could do little else but listen to music and draw. He became the frontman in 1963 for Tommy Scott and the Senators, a Welsh beat group. They soon gained a local following and reputation in South Wales. By 64, Gordon Mills met Jones, became his manager, and introduced him to London, where Mills worked in music. Mills renamed him Tom Jones to exploit the popularity of the Academy Award-winning 1963 film called Tom Jones. Eventually, Mills got Jones a recording contract with Decca. His first single, Chills and Fever, was released in late 1964. It didn't chart, but the follow-up, It's Not Unusual, became an international hit after offshore radio pirate radio station Caroline promoted it. The following year was the most prominent of Jones's career, making him one of the most popular vocalists of the British invasion. In early 1965, It's Not Unusual reached number one in the United Kingdom and the top 10 in the United States. At the same time, Mills secured a number of film themes for Jones to record, including the James Bond film Thunderball and What's New Pussycat, written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose.
Jones was awarded the Grammy Award for Best New Artist in 1966. During a filming break at Paramount Studios in Hollywood, Jones met Elvis Presley. He recalls Presley singing With These Hands, one of Tom's hits, as he walked towards him from the film set. The two men became good friends. In 1966, Jones's popularity began to slip somewhat, causing Mills to reshape the singer's image into that of a crooner. Jones also began to sing broader material. He soon topped UK charts and reached the top 40 in the US charts. Over the next few years, he scored a string of hits on both sides of the Atlantic, including I'll Never Fall in Love Again, I'm Coming Home, and Delilah, each of which reached number 2 in the UK chart. In 1967, Jones performed in Las Vegas for the first time at the Flamingo. His performances and style of dress became part of his stage act and increasingly featured his open, half-unbuttoned shirts and tight trousers. He soon chose to record less and focus on club performances. Jones played in Las Vegas at least 1 week a year until 2011.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. She's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine.
In the 1970s, Jones toured with the female singing groups Quiet Elegance and The Blossoms as his backing groups. He had a number of hit singles, including She's a Lady, Till, and The Young New Mexican Puppeteer. But in the mid-1970s, his popularity declined. Tom turned to starring in TV shows in America and Britain, which made over $71 million for Jones. They were variety shows, music and comedy. Then in 1984, he appeared in an episode of the television series Fantasy Island as an accountant who fantasizes about living life as Dick Turpin. In the early 1980s, Jones started to record country music. Jones's manager, Gordon Mills, died of cancer in 1986, and Jones's son, Mark, became his manager.
So what's the future? No matter where I go, I will still belong.
In 1987, Tom Jones re-entered the singles chart with A Boy From Nowhere, which went to number 2 in the UK. The following year, he covered Prince's Kiss with Art of Noise. Jones received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1989 and even appeared as himself in the Simpsons television cartoon series. In 1999, Jones released the album Reload, a collection of cover duets with artists of the day. And in 2000, he garnered a number of honours for his work, including a Brit Award for Best British Male. Jones, who had been made an Officer of the Order of the British Empire, OBE, in 1999, was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II in 2006 at Buckingham Palace for his services to music. After receiving a knighthood, Jones stated, "When you first come into show business, you get a hit record, and it is the start of something. As time goes by, it just gets better. This is the best thing I have had. It's a wonderful feeling, a heady feeling." Jones experienced a resurgence in notability in the 2010s due to his coaching role on the BBC talent show The Voice UK from 2012, with the exception of 2016. He continues in this role and has mentored 3 of the winners. On the 4th of June, Jones performed at the Queen's Diamond Jubilee concert in front of Buckingham Palace, singing Mama Told Me Not to Come and Delilah.
At break of day, when that man drove away, I was waiting. I crossed the street to her house and she opened the door. She stood there laughing.
I felt the knife in my hand and she laughed no more.
Jones was married to his school girlfriend, Melinda Rose, Linda Trenchard, from the 2nd of March 1957 until her death in 2016. They were married at the age of 16, and their son Mark was born shortly after the wedding. He stayed married to Linda despite his many well-publicised infidelities. After his wife's death, Jones sold the family's Los Angeles mansion, which he'd bought from Dean Martin, no less, and moved into an apartment in London, which was his wife's dying wish. The mercurial singer Tom "The Voice" Jones, King of Wales, friend of Elvis, has outlasted many of his contemporaries. He puts his longevity down to an unusual exercise called inversion therapy, where he is suspended upside down on a board so that all the blood rushes to his head. Well, that certainly works for him. At 86, there's seemingly no stopping the boy from nowhere.
For there's a God, and there's a sad old padre. On and on, we'll walk at daybreak. Again, I'll touch the green, green grass of home. As they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
Thank you for that, Maggie. I do think, however, that we should add, please don't try this at home.